So here's the prayer list for this week. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. For all those killed by others or by their own hands. Yutha Landis, Carol Strother, Isabel Blaney Sun, Estelle Winstead, Spike the Cat. Job Search. E.B., Roseanne Barona, Brian and Brandy, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Lindsay Piatti, Sarai, Pooja Shah, Greg Weaver, and Joe Whitley. Prayers for health and well-being. Kabji Lamazon Barimboshe, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gelton, Venerable Ngawang Kondo, Venerable Cherky Lamo, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. Jorge Aurelio, Jim Barnes, Luce and Narcisse Barona Sr., Susie Boehm, Gail Bullis, Yuki Boros, Sandy Carlson, Suzanne Diamandopoulos, Ted Domi, Tashi Droma, Andrew Flaherty, Mildred Gooch, Tracy Haas Thompson, Christina Harrison, Frank Holt, Kenny Jackson, Buddy, Dale and Sue Johnston, Barry Judge, Helen Kasanoff, Jonathan Kramer, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, family of Yutha Landis, Kim Zulick, Mary Lojek, Ina Lovelace, R.M., Leonard Macklis, Wilbert Martin, Mary McClure Schiller, Elvia Mahian family, Bruce Miller, David Muller, Audrey Murphy, Evan Myrtle family, Jessica Nunley, Marie Oliver, Jay Pandya, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, James Rowan and Teresa Creighton, Ralph Rumley, Ariana Scott, Joanne Cease, Ronnie Schumann and family, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, family of Carol Strother, family of Isabel Blaney, son, Lobsam Tosten, Dion Washington, family of Estelle Winstead, Shay Wokowicki, Marguerite Young, Albert Isunza, Brittany the Maltese, and Dorjan and Kadro the Pigs. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Geshe Tsongpo will be coming in a few minutes to continue his teachings on the 10 virtues, virtuous and non-virtuous actions, I believe. And when he does, he'll face the altar. Well, first, would you, if you've never been here before, would you please stand out of respect for him and the teachings. Then he'll face the altar and start prostrating. And then after he sits down, then we can prostrate three times. And if you feel uncomfortable doing that, you're not used to prostrating, then you don't have to do that. It's just a practice that we do. We'll be saying some prayers in the Gold Prayer Book. If you don't have a Gold Prayer Book, you'll have a white binder, and all the prayers are in the first page. It says Kadampa Center Prayers, either the front side or the back side. And if you have the Gold Book, I'll be telling you which page to turn to. And I think the first one is page 183. If you have cell phones, if you please turn them to mute or to turn them off to vibrate so as not to disturb the teachings. If Geshe Tsongpo asks people for questions or for comments and you want to, say something, then please wait for the handheld mic and then speak directly into the mouthpiece, almost touching the mouthpiece because we can't hear, doesn't seem to pick up. And also, it's for others that are streaming to be able to, take part in this classroom session. And it's also being recorded. And you don't have to worry because the camera is right there and no one can see you. So don't worry about that. Let's see. Circumambulating the stupa outside, the beautiful structure outside, creates an immense amount of merit and purification practice. So we highly recommend that. You would walk clockwise and also to spin the prayer wheels outside. And the prayer wheels looks like that brown, the wooden thing with the brass top on it on the desk. That's what the prayer wheel is. And so you would spin that. And each time you spin it, you get the merit of having recited each of the many, many mantras that are inside each of the prayer wheels. Let's see. If you have any prayers, suggestions, or questions, or dedications for the prayer list, there's a couple of sheets on the front desk by the front door, and if you would just jot them down, and you can put the both slips of paper, you know, either one, in the red box right next to the slips of paper. If you have questions, you can also put the question slips right on the desk. I don't know if Geshe Sangpo, I probably won't answer them, but Geshe-la will answer them. Let's see. Did I forget anything? Is that everything? No? Is that it? Okay. If you please turn to page 183 in the Gold Prayer Book, and we'll chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra between the two lines toward the bottom. Now turn to page 34, and let's read the four immeasurables in English. Page 34. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. I turn to page 37, and toward the bottom it says the Four Immeasurables chanting version, and in the white binder it's the Tibetan words by the musical notes. So let's just chant. Do that one time. Chan, chan, pan, chant Chenrezig's mantra 8 times, and then Green Tower's mantra 7 times right below. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. 사리 주레 소하
옴 사리 두 사리
주레 소하 옴 사리 두 사리 주레 소하 옴 사리 두 사리 주레 소하 옴 사리 두 사리 주레 소하
옴 다레 두 다레 두레 소하
옴 다레 두 다레 두레 소하 Is there a story today?
I don't think we have time. I'm going to pass out my lesson. Okay, we can do a really short story. Or you, which do you want to do first?
Story would be first if we do
that. Okay, very short story.
Okay, because we won't get settled again after we do my thing.
Okay. Now it's on, right? Well, this is going to be a very short story, but it's about a very, very special person. And it's a true story. Many years ago, in the eastern part of Tibet, there was a young boy. He was about 10 years old, maybe pushed. And he told his mother and father that he wanted to become a monk. And they were so happy that one of their sons wanted to become a monk, that they made special arrangements to sneak him out of Tibet, because you can't leave Tibet just because you want to, especially if you're Tibetan. So he, and I think it was 20, no, maybe 11 others or 13 others, but it took them 21 days, and they walked across the Himalayas, and all of them made it. They had to hide from armies. There were dangerous passes with steep, steep drop-offs, but very carefully. But they said their mantras, and they all made it safely. Went to southern India to Saradhya. And you know, whoops, making mistakes again. And you know he met there? Our Geshe Gelug. And they lived in the same house together. But Geshe Sangpo was almost, he wasn't a Geshe, yes. He was only this big, and Geshe-la was this big. And Geshe-la took care of him and helped him become a really good monk. But they both studied very, 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 very hard. And then Geshe-la became a Geshe. And then Geshe Sangpo became a Geshe. And then Geshe Gelug came to be our teacher. And guess what? A few years later, guess who came? And he's here to be our teacher today. The end.
Thank you.
Good morning. Before the kids go to class, today is Mother's Day, and so mothers are very important in Buddhism. It's how we generate compassion. We've all been each other's mother, it said, in this life. Some of us are mothers who brought their kids. Some of us are mothers whose kids are somewhere else. Some of us support a mother, either by being their spouse or their partner or their brother or their sister. Maybe people work with kids. So pretty much all the adults in this room are helpful in some way, I know. So in celebration of Mother's Day, we in the family program are going to have the kids give all the adults something. And I was trying to be cute, so... It's coffee, a little instant coffee, because parents have to be awake. But also some honey lavender tea to calm and ease tension, and also Lifesavers. So Christy has a basket, and I'm going to give Jackson a basket. And wait one second. So, kids, you want to make sure that the grown-ups who brought you get one of these, and then you want to make sure that we try to give one to every other grown-up. And if my count was off, then we have plenty of lifesavers. So make sure everybody at least gets a lifesaver, okay? And then that's going to be a little chaotic, so we'll just kind of ease out when we're done. But we just wanted to say thank you to all the parents from all the kids. All the adults. Jackson, can you help make sure everybody gets some of these?
Thank you.
Thank you. I got already. Can we change?
Yeah. Anybody still hasn't had a visitor at one, a middle row, like a couple there? Oh, we got Jerry. Are you back there? Maybe over here.
Like refugee prayer,
okay.
And three times Tiyata Gadi Gadi Parangati, the Ha Sudra mantra.
Ah, okay.
Mm.
Let me find what page.
Three times, yes.
Okay.
Oh, you take this one. We can change.
Thank you.
Okay.
Dogi Jisanji Bi Tsunanji Ndola Bi Jisanji Ndrobo
Show. Happy Mother's Day. Okay. Maybe I need candy. Okay, first we are going to brief meditation, okay? Like from Narumba, Sis Yoga, practice. Please, everybody, copy for me. Like tongue, and push the ring finger, and close. Okay. Then sit like this. Then when you first do like, you have very strong leg, like this. Okay. Okay. Then here. Here. No, not here. Here. Okay, then come to here and breathe in like this. Okay, this one is first station. The second one is other way. Same, like this. Okay, the last one is when you breathe in, you have to close your fingers. When you breathe out, like this, okay? Okay, very good. The His Holiness Dalai Lama said, whenever you have like your mind is a little crazy, or this meditation is very good. He said. Okay. And today we are going to reflect kindness of mother next few minutes, okay? Or close, people who close us, like a few minutes, like. Because today is Mother's Day, right? Okay. Each session I want to talk about the cis-proficients. Do you remember cis-proficients? Can everybody tell? Like generosity, ethics, and passion, joyful effort, concentration, and wisdom, right? Then this first three, Peri's first three, is very important to all of us. Like Buddha said, like in Tibet, Jinbi Lushe Tuji De, Zeban Du Des, that means like, you know, Zeban means generosity, and Lushe means material things. The result of generosity is having material things, what you need, okay, the first one. And second is like, the term is like ethics. Them is happiness, and the result of happiness or ethics is happiness. Okay. And Zeba means patient. Zeba, like Lama Zeba. Zeba means patient. And result of patient is good looking. Okay. Therefore, all of us need those three things, right? There's men like, you know, happiness cause. Material things, happiness, and good looking. Okay. And last time we talked about generosity, right? Also, generosity has like three types of generosity. I hope you all remember. Like, giving material things, and give it Dharma, and I forget to, no, freedom from fear, I'm just kidding, freedom from fear. If you practice the generosity, you don't have to those three things. Like, you know, a mind that wants to give whatever you have, that's the generosity, right? Like one story, during the Buddha time, the one poor people asked Buddha, why I'm so poor? The Buddha said, you didn't learn giving. Okay? Then he said, if I don't have anything, how do I give? The Buddha said, you have few things. You have face, or is smile. You have mouth, or is speak kindly. And also you have body, help others. Therefore, if you want to generosity, practice generosity, you don't have to have like, you know, material things. Then also like funny story, like Genobu, you know, right, all of you, my friend. Whenever we go to somewhere, like, you know, grocery store, we can see the homeless. Like people ask money. Then I always tease him, like put in the bank some money for next life. That's just joking. We always do, we try to give like $1, $2 for put in the bank for next life. We can use next life. Okay. Then last time we talked about the patience, right? Generosity. Today we are talking about ethics. Now, ethics has so many different ethics, right? Like, I don't know, maybe in here, like medical ethics, and business ethics, and law ethics. So many different ethics. I think Buddhist ethics is a little bit different than the other ethics. I don't know other ethics, but I guess, little bit different, like Buddhist ethics, right? But They have three types ethics, like morality, ethics. She's my teacher. If I'm Santi Ram, she's going to fix me. Okay. The ethics of restraint from misdeeds. Okay, today we are going to talk about this. And second one is the ethics of gathering virtuous Dharma, the which is try every second of every day to create merit, right? Mm. The last one is the ethics of working for the sake of sentient beings, which means doing something to other people. Mm. Okay. The first one is like 10 virtues, right? They have 10 virtues. Then, like abandon like possess the 10 non-virtues, okay? They have a body of speech and mind. Within the 10 of virtues, like they have 3 of body, 4 of speech, and 3 of mind, okay? Mm. Then the first non-virtue is killing. Killing? The life is more important than anything, right? Therefore, killing is not good at all. I believe all the Mother Sanjay beings, since they wake up until they are sleeping, doing so many different for side this life, right? Therefore, killing is not good. It's really not good. They have so many different, like, you know, reason why not good. But I don't know. And also there are many types killing. Each comes three poisons. The three poisons means anger, attachment, and ignorance, yeah. So, one is like anger, kill someone because you don't like them. Now, out of hatred, like, you know, fate and war, like kill so many, like through the angry, right? Those one is very bad. The second one is attachment. Attachment, like, you know, you want to wear like animal's skin, and one eat the animals on meat, okay, it's really not good, like, you know. I think most of you know, since yesterday we start, like, you know, Sagadawa in Tibet, like people who eat the regular meat this month never eat meat because Sagadawa, you know, right? Sagadawa start yesterday. And the third is out of ignorance, like not understanding the negative karma you create by killing, created by fishing. I think many people think, like, you know, if you're fishing, they have resort no negative karma. I think that's not one hurt fishing, fish. Also, they have to spend money to buy for worm, right? Worm, yeah. Kill the worm, then feed the, like, fish, hurt the fish. And kill two different animals. I think that's really not good. I don't know. Sorry to say, who loves fish? Yeah. Like, also, I just want to tell one short story here, like, you know. 2007, before the 2007, in Tibet, like, you know, many part of the Tibet, they have big ceremony and big event. They wear, like, you know, decoration outside that they are clothed, the Tibet like people, tiger skin and panther and fox. Like rich people can put in the tiger and the panda and a media, they can like fox, they do a lot of things like those things. In 2007, during the His Holiness teaching in South India, during the Kalachoka, then he said, that's really not good. Then after a few months, 99 Tibetan person, there's fire, heavy, those clothes, skin. After that, like, you know, 99 person of Tibetan never wear. But some of the Tibetan still wear because they force the inside Tibet, forced the Chinese government, you must wear, otherwise, you know, sometimes, other 99% never wear because they're listening to His Holiness Dalai Lama. Okay, then another example is making animal sacrifice for God. Like sometimes in some country, like killed, like, you know, many of the cow and goat, yeah, sacrifice for God, right? That's really not good. Okay, that's the first one. The second one is stealing. Like we call like majimba. Majimba means like taking that which has not given. Okay. they have also few different steal, right? One is like, you know, someone is position of power, use that power to take things. I don't know this country, many like, you know, poor country, people who work government and police, they do a lot of those things. I saw many like, you know, those things when I was like traveling. they use the power to take other people's things. Make sense, right? Okay. Another example, when someone has borrowed money, then did he pay back long time, try to forget the lender? That's also skill. Okay. Then also like one way to look at steal is through the three position. For example, anger and attachment, ignorance, also three position. The first one is due to aversion. You want to hurt animals, the people of whom you are jealous and don't like. Therefore, you want to take their things. Is clear? Okay. The second one is like an example is having attachment to someone's LS things and want to steal them. And the third is the wrong idea through ignorance that if I take someone else things, I will not create negative karma. Okay, many people I think don't know the people who steal. Okay, that's the second one. The third one is sexual misconduct. They have so many like different, but that means not having an affair. Okay, and so on. Then the fourth is lying. Okay, there are three categories of lying: regular lying, great big. The first one is like pretend you don't hear or see something, you actually did hear or see. Many people do that, right? And also, wet lie, very popular here, right? Wet lie. I said that's okay. The second one is not so good because, like if you go to hell, they have no suffering. If you go to pure land, they didn't have any happiness, and you do like, you know, do puja, recite mantra, offering, doing like things that don't have any like, you know, beneficial. Okay, those are really not good. That's like, you know, second second life. Like even like if you kill, there is negative result, not negative result, like something like that. That's really not good, right? The last one is very important. The great big life. Saying you have spiritual attainments,
yeah.
Yes, you do not have or see, you can read mind when you cannot. That's really not good, like, you know, even like, you know, especially Sangha member who lie like this kind, you break your vows, anymore not Sangha. Make sense? Okay, that's not good, because nowadays it's too dangerous, like His Holiness always contrary, because in China, in Taiwan, many way, like, you know, many fake monks go there, try to teach there, try to take money from them. It's too dangerous, like, you know. I think here is okay, but in especially like Asian country, it's too dangerous, those countries. Yeah. Many people say, I saw like, you know, Buddha, Manjushri, then blah, 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 but they're talking about that. And people are easy to believe. Okay? And this life does not need words. So you are Asians can convey. The lie in the attempt to make others think it is untrue, things are actually true. Like, an example is when all the Sangha are invited for a meal, okay, there is a special station for city for geshis. And a monk who is not geshi in that area, sit in that area. The other people believe he is the geshi, and this a lie. Even though no word were spoken, people mind have been changed because they believe he is the monk, he is the geshe. That's the liar there. So if people ask if there is even a time it is okay to lie, I think white lies sometimes okay, right? What do you think? I think it depends like motivation. Like try to white lie to other people happy is okay. Maybe try to white lie the people like you is not good, right? I don't know. What do you think? Yeah, maybe. The story I'm going to tell is saying that lie is not good. But in my opinion, if you lie to save life, I think it's okay. Right? Yeah. But one test say that if you see a deer run by and then a hunter, follows and ask you where the deer went. You need honest about the direction of the deer, but first you can try to stall. Like, for example, like, you know, hey, what's up? I don't know, maybe. Where are you from? What is your name? Right? Okay, the Vinayaka test said this one. Then eventually you can only say which direction the deer went, because now the deer has had him to get away, right? But my opinion, I say go this way. I'm going to save deer. I don't know, maybe. The fifth non-virtue is divisive speech. Now, an example is things in private to one friend to turn them against another. It's clear? Okay. And then going to the other and saying bad things to turn them against the false. The goal is try to separate friends. Okay. The here people do a lot? I don't know. Okay. The worst form of diverse speech is split to grow of the sangha. It's really not good. Yeah. Then I especially like separating the Vajra master who give initiation, they are students. It's really not good, like you know. Then the sixth one is a harsh speech. Harsh speech. Okay. This includes saying words that hurt others, even when the words are true. But I think here we are like a different tradition and a different culture. Like in Tibet, like you know, people who cannot walk, we call like cripple. People who cannot see, we say blind. That's a harsh speech. But here people accept, right? People, it's okay, you are blamed, they blame, it's okay, no hurt. But in Tibet, I don't know, that's very hurt. But then here it's like, you know, especially here, like, even though people who had faith, we say faith, it's very hurt, right? You are fat, you are, looks old, and you are ugly, it's not good, right? Yeah, that's harsh word, it's not good, like, you know. Okay, I tell one story. When I first came to here, and we have dinner together with Geshe-la and some of the Sangha member, then we talk about these things. I said, Geshe-la is fat. You know, the front of Geshe-la. I think it's good for Geshe-la because in Tibet, like, you know, fat is good. But here is people really upset. Then I say, no, I'm really mean. Geshe-la is fat. then okay. Geshe-la is mine. When I first came, and Geshe-la used to stay in his house, and Steve and Geshe-la didn't want to drink Coke. Me, I love Coke that time, not now. Okay, then they said, don't drink Coke. Coke make you fat. I really want to be fat. Because why? Then I will going back to India, right? Then people see me, oh, he had very good time in America because now he's fat, looks good, good health. People think like different, like, you know, culture, I think. I don't know. Especially negative is saying negative things in front of the Lama, Geshe, and the Holy Sanghas. That's really not good. Like my teacher, do you remember my teacher, Saraji, like about he, if I am in India, I always with him. Whenever anyone say criticize about other people, he don't want to listen. He just recites mantra and count his mala, look at the, like, you know, face. He doesn't want to listening, like, you know, like something like that. He's the example. Many people same like him. The next is idle speech. This speech is that is not necessary, especially in front of the people doing virtuous actions. When the speech get in the way of the doing the virtual virtue, I think so many different, like, you know, people, like, you know, some people that's also not good. Like some people, I don't know, for me, okay, some people it's not good. Like eating like restaurant, some people like yelling each other, talking, that's not good for other people, right? And some people in the bus and talk phone, in the phone, very yelly each other, it's not good. That's, I think, outdoor speech. But did you say in the test? But I think, Then, it is the very important. Covetousness, that word is more difficult for me. Now I pass, she said good. This is want what other have. It can be material things and someone's husband and someone's wife. And also many things. Like for example, some masters saying do not go to the shopping mall because it can create attachment for all the wonderful things we see. Saying don't go to window shopping. Then another master saying, you can go whenever you see these beautiful things. You can imagine, offer them to all the Buddha and Bodhisattvas. I like the next one. How about you? It's funny. Okay. The covetousness is wish to have all the wonderful things for yourself. That's covetousness, okay? The number 9 is ill will. Nothing, okay. Think about hurting others due to the anger or jealousy and so on. For example, wish that something positive is taken away from someone you don't like. Like wish that someone who is educated wasn't educated. Or be happy when someone you don't like is going through the difficult situation. Okay, that's not good. The last one is not which is wrong view. For example, like thinking that karma does not exist, that if you do a negative actions, there is no negative result. Actually, there are 360 types of wrong view. Okay? Then, for example, thinking if you create merit, there is no benefit, or thinking if you do not something bad, there is no negative result. Another wrong view is thinking that we cannot reach liberation. Liberation? Okay. Don't finish. Okay, then also the specific negative result of each of these non-virtues. Like if you kill any sentient beings, the result is to be reborn with a short life, more sickness, food has little taste, and medicine does not help you. For example, some beings are born again and again with short lives. Some people are sick for their entire lives. That's the first one. The second one is steal, right? Even if you have few things, they are taken from you. You have more enemies. Even when you do a lot of hard work, you cannot save much money. That's true, do you think? Yeah. Some people easy to make money, right? Now the third one is regarding sexual misconduct. The future result can be often, that's easy for me, often, family problem, for example, having different opinion from your spouse and mistrust between you, and easy to divorce, and more enemies, okay. And the next, the result of lying are being often criticize or have many people cheat you. Many people cheat you. Then for divisive speech, you have few good friends. When you go to a new place, it's difficult to make friends. Also easy to lose your friends too. Yeah. The next, the result of harsh speech are always hearing harsh word, yeah? And also this my teacher often remind us that we should always guard our speech, my teacher, because we never know who among us may be bodhisattvas, and speaking harsh word to bodhisattvas create a lot of negative karma. So best to speak kind to everyone. Yeah. Harsh word. Yeah. And the result of arrow speech are that others do not trust what you say. Even when you are speaking the truth, also when you speak, you are not confident in your words. It's clean, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. It's not sleeping? Okay, and the result of covetousness are never achieve their goals you attempt. Also, you often receive material things and experience that you do not want. It's the opposite of when you are attached, and you are happy with whatever you comes your way. Okay. For ill will, the result of our always feeling afraid and frequently having other being violence toward you. And finally, the result of wrong view, you are blind to the right way. You believe that what you read is actually wrong and vice versa. Yeah. It's clear? Okay. From here, 10 non-virtues. Now, we already know the result of 10 non-virtues, right? Now, what we need to do, we need purification and practice 10 virtues. Okay. Also, they have 10 virtues. 10 virtues. Do you have any question until here? Huh? It's clean, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. There are 3 bodies, 3 for speech, 4 for speech and 3 for mind. Okay. First one is abandon, kill and walking for save all sentient beings' life. Make sense?
Abandon killing.
Okay. And walk to save all mother sentient beings, save mother sentient beings' life. It's clean, right? Okay. The second one is abandon, steal, and practice generosity. Generosity? Okay. The third one is abandon sexual misconduct and practice ethics. Okay. The fourth, abandon lying and practice tell the truth. The fifth, abandon divisive speech and work to bring people together. Okay. The sixth, abandon harsh harsh speech and practice saying kind things, okay? I think that's very important. Seventh, abandon audio speech and practice saying mantra and prayer, okay? Eighth, abandon covetousness and practice being generous. The ninth, abandon ill will and always think about benefit others, okay? Tenth, abandon wrong view and try to see things as they are really are, okay? Now, like how to practice the 10 virtues is of benefit. Benefit? They have a lot of benefit. Like benefit of not killing is long life, experiencing one small illness. I think that's really truth. Like, you know, I used to a lot of headache. Whenever I headache, I go to like, you know, silly leg and another leg, I don't know, leg, I don't know name of the leg lean, something like that. Then we can see so many like, you know, people are fishing. Then I go there, try to save the fish. If we cannot, then I ask there friendly, what do you do? Some people say, oh, take home, going to eat. Then I do like, you know, pray like mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, Tara mantra, and a medicine Buddha mantra, doing for the fish is going to die very soon. At the cost that is like, you know, recover very soon. Especially not last month, 2 weeks ago, I got food poison. Yeah. Then I did go to see daughter. Then I asked again over, take me to lake. And we see so many like turtle. We pray for turtle and see the so many like, you know, fish, people who fishing, go there, talk to them. Some people are very nice, let us to free. Then some people say, oh, we're going to take home, make dinner. Then we just to pray. That's helping me a lot. Maybe you guys try. We don't have to pay. Go there, try. It's good. Then we try offering, right? Yeah. For me, it's very good. Then also fresh air. Yeah. And the benefit of not stealing is having a lot of material things without any worry that other will steal them. The benefit of avoiding sexual misconduct is having a beautiful family and no enemies. Okay. The benefit of not lying is the people will respect and trust you and what you say. And the benefit of avoiding divisive speech is that you can draw friends easily to you. Make sense? Okay. And benefit of not using harsh speech is that everything you hear is pleasant. Hear very nicely. Okay. And the benefit of not practicing audio speech, people will respect and trust what you say. Similar like, you know, not lying. The benefit of avoiding covetousness is that you can achieve whatever you think. The benefit of not practice ill will is being free from fear, okay? And the benefit of abandoning wrong view is that you see things as they are really are. Sorry, my English is not good. Anyway, similar to the like farmer in the spring, you plant that crops, then you water and fertilize them. In the end, you gather the result of your effort, both negative and positive, right? whatever you do, the result will follow. Like think again and again to abandon the 10 now virtues. Practice the 10 virtues which are the cause of all the mother sentient beings. Happiness, work to save other living beings and beings' lives. And time again practice generosity and don't practice sexual misconduct. And try always to be honest and speak the truth. Practice contentment and non-attachment. And also practice kindness and toll all sentient beings, like believe karma, okay? The practice, the 10 virtues is the foundation of the Buddhist practice. Therefore, it's very important to learn all of us. Like, if you don't learn this, no bodhicitta, no emptiness. If you need learn compassion, bodhicitta, emptiness through this, otherwise no way. Okay. Then the bottom line is to abandon the 10 now virtues and practice the cause of all mother sentient beings, happiness again and again. Until now, the ethics of the restraint and mystic, the first one. Now we have like second part, second and third. I think we will talk about the second and third next session. Then I think better to discuss about ethics, how different law ethics and Buddhist ethics. I think totally different, like, you know, like for example, some people steal. If nobody see, it's okay, right? But Buddhism is not okay. You have to pay back. If not this life, you have to pay back next life. You don't, like, you know, you don't hide. You have to have. If you steal, you have to pay back. You kill, you have to pay back. Or this life or next life. Therefore, I think totally different. Can you discuss about few minutes? Then that's Geshe-la's idea, right? End of teaching, discuss. Then tell everybody's opinion.
Like a group?
Yeah, guru, whatever, like, you know, you do usually.
We have about 5 minutes to discuss and then 5 minutes to respond.
Okay, yeah. Sounds great.
We have just a couple of minutes if anybody has anything they'd like to share from their group. That would be wonderful. That way we can all benefit from all these individual enthusiastic discussions. Anybody want to share? Okay. Susie?
Okay. One of the most important things that my group talked about is how most of the virtues were all centered around generosity and like focusing on not only not having a negative impact in your own life and in your own person, but trying to not have a negative impact on somebody else. And it's always just kind of focused around, I don't want to be a bad person to myself. I don't want to be a bad person to other sentient beings. I'm going to focus on doing the right thing for, like, 99% of the time. Like, obviously you're going to mess up and emotions are going to get involved, but 99% of the time you have to stay focused on doing the good things for your own life and for others.
I don't know, it's coming. Five poisons, like, you know, attachment and anger and all aversion, ignorance, all not good. But some people say attachment is sometimes good, because attachment yourself, you want to be good, you want to be, like, you know, best people. Then you want to learn, like, you know, studying, doing behavior, right? Yeah, I think that's good, I think, yeah. Every attachment is not good, but those things I think good.
In our group, we talked about how we believe really that there is no real difference between Buddhist ethics and legal or medical ethics, that the language and how the ethics are expressed may be different in the legal and the medical, but the foundational thoughts are the same kind of ethics, or should be. And we also talked about how if you think that you do something wrong and you're getting away with it, is never really true, because the newspapers are full of stories about finding out about stealing and lying and bad things. It might be years later, but it's eventually found out. And either it's found out because somebody uncovers something that was done, or because the person who did the first little wrong thing says, oh, I did something nobody found out. So they do a little bit bigger bad thing the next time, a little bit bigger and bigger, until it gets so big that everybody finds out.
That's good.
I had shared with the group that one thing I struggle with is divisive speech, that when you perceive something to be an injustice, to stay quiet about it, but when you go to share your views on it, you know to a certain group of people what you're going to say is going to divide people, not bring people together. And I don't know if it's just the election time or things happening now, but it seems very difficult now.
Anybody?
Dedication is.
I'm sorry, maybe not for some things, but for others. Ethics change over time. Just in my lifetime, the ethics of smoking has changed radically. And one of the reasons why is we know stuff now that we didn't used to. I mean, you know, you could smoke in front of a pregnant woman and nobody'd say anything because, you know, what's wrong with that? And how dare you even ask me to stop smoking? And now... how appalling.
Of course. I think Buddhist ethics never change.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so very much. This dedication.
Okay, and the in the Gold Prayer Book, please turn to page 246 and 247. The Gold Prayer Book, 246, and we'll read the dedication from Master Shantideva's Bodhicaryavatara. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.
Thank you. You want to say something?
Good morning. I have just a couple of announcements, and Joey will have an announcement also. Just want to let you know we have a couple of great things going on in our spiritual programs this week. On Thursday night, Geshe Sangpo will be leading us in the first of some sessions to learn some virtuous practices. We're going to be learning how to do mandala offerings this week. Everybody's welcome to come, and we'd love to. We'll be doing the practice together. So that's really beneficial for all of us individually, and it's beneficial for the center for us to do practice together. So that's going to be very exciting. He'll also be teaching us on a later Thursday on prostrations, and we'll be alternating between mandala offerings and prostrations for a while. Also, this coming weekend, we have a very special event going on. There will be the abbot and some monks from Sarah May Monastery. That is a sister monastery to Sarah J. Is that right? They're sort of, yeah. And at Sarah May, one of their special practices is Medicine Buddha. So they're going to be doing a Medicine Buddha Puja here on Saturday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Anybody is welcome to come to that and experience that with them. And you can also sponsor the puja if you want to. Medicine Buddha Puja is very beneficial, as the name suggests, for healing both physical and mental problems. It's a very beneficial puja to do for those who have died. And then on Sunday morning, we'll be hearing a talk about Medicine Buddha, where you'll learn much more than I can tell you. So I hope you all come to all of those. And here's Joy.
Hello. I'm the facility manager, and I usually try to take care of the grounds and the building as well. We are trying to get volunteers who are interested in creating a couple of teams. One is for the garden. You see all these beautiful gardens we have, and it takes a lot of work. And we're needing to get some energetic people who are loving gardening to come on out and try to help us. If you want to, contact me after class, after the teachings, and we'll get you on the list and get contact information started up. The second one is this handy crew. If you are good at plumbing, electrical, construction, woodworking, welding, whatever it is, any kind of trade skills or something like that, we're trying to get a team together so that if a project comes up, or if we have a repair here at the center, that we have a list of people that we can call upon and that are willing to volunteer to help. Also, we are looking for two positions. One is a garden leader, basically, manager, and the other one is an assistant facility manager. So if you're interested in those, please contact me. Okay? Thank you very kindly.
Thank you.